der Tag, der Abend und die Nacht gehören zusammen.
The day, the evening and the night belong together. They form a unit. The day that is drawing to a close merges into the evening, and the evening into the night, and the night in turn into the new day. Do we people integrate ourselves into this harmonious rhythm of unity, or do we let our evening be determined by the events of the day that is drawing to a close? Because the tenor of what was good and not so good during the course of our day will also be the tenor of our evening hours if we continue to be moved by them during the evening. Why do we have such a hard time closing our day? Is it our ego? Because it can't cope, for instance, with what personally hit us in the words of a fellow man? Or has our ego come into top form because of events through which we feel exalted? Whether it's this way or that, in each case, there's something in the events of this day that doesn't allow a peaceful evening mood to move in.
Wollen wir es wissen, dann müssen wir uns selbst fragen.
If we want to know this, then we have to ask ourselves, because only we can examine our own emotions and fathom the world of our thoughts.
Nicht das äußere Geschehen.
It is not the external events as such that are the disturbing factor in our disposition, but that which romps around in our thoughts, or behind or under them. That is what is preoccupying and upsetting us.
Infolgedessen atmen wir nicht frei und tief.
Consequently, we are not breathing freely and deeply, which means that our breathing is shallow, that is, short.
Wer den Abendfrieden nicht einziehen lässt.
Someone who does not let the quiet of the evening move in order to attune himself for the night, for sleep, will also have a restless sleep. He will then lack the deep sleep that the evening wants to introduce.
Wie könnten wir unsere Abendstunden gestalten?
How could we shape our evening hours to go with tranquility into the night and settle into inner calmness and balance, so that in consonance with the harmoniously flowing unity, we attain a deep, restful sleep?
Wenn Sie möchten,
if you would like to, try out the following.
Lassen Sie zu, dass
allow yourself to become aware of what the day that is drawing to a close gives you to take into the evening hours.
Thank you. Es ist Feierabend.
It's the end of the day. The day's work is done.
Welche Gefühle,
what feelings and thoughts are moving us?
Was stimmt uns missmutig?
What makes us feel disgruntled?
Was macht uns unruhig?
What makes us restless?
Was ist es, das unser
what is keeping our nervous system tense and bringing our breathing into an unbalanced rhythm so that we are agitated and thus short of breath?
Was wühlt uns auf?
What is stirring us up?
Wir sind jetzt zwar unter Umständen.
It can be that we are now at home, but basically we are still setting out. Ultimately, we have not yet left our workplace and our activity at work.
Wir sehen dem Feierabend entgegen.
We look forward to the end of the day and want to be in the mood for a leisurely evening. But yet, we are not.
Warum nicht?
Why not?
Was ist es,
what is stirring us up?
Nun gibt es Fragen.
Now, there are questions to ask ourselves. Well, we can question ourselves very directly, for example. What is concealed in my disposition? And what is concealed behind my thoughts?
Habe ich heute Unrecht?
Did I have to endure injustice today?
Habe ich bei meiner Arbeit
Did I make mistakes in my work that customers found fault with?
Hat mich der Chef
Did my boss admonish me justly or unjustly?
Oder hat mich
or did a colleague not cooperate with me? Or was I praised because my work was good, or because I conducted a conversation with customers or staff well, so that my lack of self-esteem was inflated?
Alles, aber auch alles,
everything, but absolutely everything wants to tell us something when we are upset or moved. Why is this way? Just think of nature. Balance, the same as harmony, is inherent to nature. We human beings are part of nature. Everything that is unbalanced is not our God-given nature, but part of our base all-too-humanness. It is part of our ego, which stirs us up and puts us in a bad mood. It makes itself felt so that we again find our way to serenity and inner stability. In the future, let us remember this when we are still in the midst of work and the end of the day approaches. Let us ask ourselves, what can I still rectify so that my disposition and still agitated nervous system can enjoy calm and balanced evening hours? That would be a gift to our whole person, who is integrated in the rhythm of the day, of the evening, the night, and of sleep. Now, it is already the so-called end of the day, and what can we do to attune ourselves to the rhythm of the symphony of nature, the harmony of nature,
Da gibt es nur eines.
There is only one thing to do. We should analyze what makes us restless, that is, what stirs us and doesn't let our breath come and go, calmly and deeply. And so, we should honestly question our feelings and thoughts, and still remedy what's behind them now, so we grow calmer. But a piece of advice for what cannot be easily put to right at this hour. If you want to, simply write it out of your head and heart in order to clear it up tomorrow. With this, you adjust to the evening hours. Your breathing begins to be deeper. Your nerves relax. You become calmer. Your organism signals this. It prepares itself for the next rhythmic phase of nature, the time of sleep for the body. If the time to sleep has drawn closer, if the evening hours merge into sleep, then you could, if you want to, direct a prayer of thanks to our Creator, to the eternal Spirit in us, who dwells in us and hears us, because every person is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God, the light of the heavens, dwells in our inner being. Pray just as you feel at the moment. The Spirit of our Heavenly Father leads you, and He understands you. He is the one who loves you, His child, His son, His daughter. Now, lay yourself to rest in the awareness of His love and care. Close your eyes and feel that you are well protected. You are secure in the Spirit of the Eternal Heavenly Father. You are enveloped in His love. You are surrounded by good powers that are well disposed toward you. Sleep sinks into you. You are well protected. You are secure in the Spirit of the Eternal Heavenly Father. You are enveloped in His love. You are surrounded by good powers that are well disposed toward you. Sleep sinks into you. You sleep well. You sleep well. You are sleeping. You are sleeping. You are sleeping deeply and well.